A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and he eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed the parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here I am dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.'" While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fatted calf and slaughter it. Let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. The Gospel of the Lord. This wonderful, wonderful story begins with kind of a heavy note. The Pharisees and the scribes, as often happens, are complaining that Jesus is just too darn merciful. They're upset with his table friendship. He's sitting down at table with sinful people and questionable people. And it's scandalous for these people for whom the law is so important. So Jesus very delicately dedicates this marvelous parable to them. In a sense, we could say that we are the ones living in that distant country. We are the sinners who long to be welcomed home by this crazy and compassionate father who lifts up his robes and runs through town to welcome home his wayward son. Just that one image of a man lifting his robes up and running through town would have been terribly scandalous in Jesus' day. A father, a man, would never run in public in the Middle East. And yet Jesus' Abba, his father in this story, doesn't matter what people are going to say. The important thing is that his son is heading home, and he wants to welcome him. Aren't we all kind of those pilgrims in this beautiful yet broken world, this distant country? Haven't we all been far away from home at some point in our lives, longing to be welcomed back? In Texas, where I live, lovely wildflowers, especially our beloved Texas bluebonnets, are blossoming everywhere right now. And yet, on the morning news today, there is talk about a possible war with North Korea. What a contrast, what a paradox. Though we all long to live in this beautiful, beloved country of God's grace and peace, we often find ourselves in a distant country of sin and alienation. This is the country to which the prodigal son, having been blessed with his father's inheritance, sets off to discover. Unfortunately, as we see in this story, his camino to Santiago turns out to be a dead end. I'll bet that we've all hit one or more of those dead ends in our lives. Parable or no parable, real life dead ends can leave us pretty depleted of hope and vitality. But this parable doesn't end there. It doesn't end at the dead end, because suddenly on that hilltop, on the outskirts of the village, the father spots his beloved son off in the distance. And he does against all cultural norms, he lifts up his robe and he takes off running in the direction of his tattered and broken son. Though that would not be a normal thing to see in that world, we also know that this is no ordinary father. For this old Abba doesn't care what others think. His lost son was dead and has come back to life. Do we hear those words? His son was dead and has come back to life. Maybe Easter isn't as far away as we first imagined. Have a blessed Lenten journey. And if you would be interested in hearing more about this story, I'd be happy to share with you my story in the book called Jesus and the Prodigal Son, published by Orbis Books.